Africarize. Improving food security information in Africa. For the sub-Saharan African countries to fully achieve their potential for rice production, it is critical to have adequate and reliable information on their rice economies to help formulate appropriate strategies and policies. Africarize launched an initiative in December 2007 as part of the Japan Africa Rice Emergency Rice Initiative, which was designed to improve the timely availability, reliability, and relevance of rice statistics and information needed for quality rice research, evidence-based policy formulation, and monitoring and evaluation of rice-related investments in sub-Saharan Africa. The initiative was implemented in collaboration with the National Agricultural Research Systems, the National Agricultural Statistics Services, the African Development Bank, AgriMet, and other regional stakeholders. The project worked with the National Agricultural Research Systems and the National Agricultural Statistics Services in 21 member countries of the Coalition for African Rice Development, CARD. Building on the success of that project, a new three-year project has been launched with financial and technical support from Japan's Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries to improve the food security information system in Africa through the generation of quality rice data and information. Dr. Kenja Kamikura, who is a senior statistician at the Statistics Department of Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries of Japan, observed.
Considering the importance of the rice food security in Africa region, Japan has recognized the need to strengthen the capacity of statistics in this region. Africa region imports lots of rice from the world, which accounts about 30% of global rice trade. Okay. The information of rice in this region is affecting not only the global supply and demand situation of rice, but also the food security policies across the globe.
This will add value to the existing endeavors undertaken so far towards the goal of improving the availability and reliability of rice statistics in support of the objective of the CARD initiative. Economist from Iringa Agricultural Research Institute, Tanzania, Dr. Aresha Martinum Kenya said.
We have started the data collection already in Kahama Hub. And so far we have done the village module because the questionnaire has almost five modules. We have done one module of the village questionnaire in all 32 villages. And we have gone further because we are using this, the MLAX application, and it has been divided into rounds. So the village model and some part of the producer model is in the first round. So we have done the village module, we have completed for 32 village, and we have done also the individual interview for the farmers for the first round, and we have done about 80% of the second round. That is also the for co-producers, for agronomy, for seed training.
Head of Planning and Agriculture Economist from National Cereals Research Institute, Nigeria, Dr. Vivian Ojinomo commented.
Doing survey takes a lot of money, involves a lot of money. But I thank God that right now the situation has improved tremendously. And since this administration came on board, I think the Economic Task Force has been given a prominent place. By my own observation, it seems as if, in fact, it's the Economic Task Force that is vibrant.
The project will consist mainly of three main activities relating to 1. The development of a survey methodology to be used to conduct rice surveys in the participating countries. 2, National Agricultural Research System's capacity building to acquire the required skills to implement rice surveys using the method that will be introduced by the project. 3, conduct surveys in selected countries. Africa Rice AFAD project coordinator Dr. Ali Thure summarized.
This project mainly will build on, will try to reinforce capacity of NARS partners and also try to improve on the way of we are collecting data, especially data on area and yield. This new methodology that has been taught to the partners will be tested in 3 pilot countries. And something I would like to mention also, here it's a group of statisticians and economists. Economists, like yesterday, they focused on the progress report on active baseline data collection in the herbs. And statisticians have discussed among themselves also to see how well they can they can use this new system in addition to what they have as already existing system in the countries in order to continue collecting all these data, which are very useful data for food security purposes, for policy formulation policy purposes.
For more information, visit www.africarise.org.